Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Let's get right to Carl Lanz of Credit Suisse. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Okay, you've got a fancy pants institutional report here. Folks, ready for this? Pay euro, 10-year, 10-year, 20-year, 10-year, 30-year, 20-year. Or maybe you could try buy euro 6-3s, 2-2s versus 2-year spot. Forget about that, Carl. What does a retiree do? They're sick of 1%. This is getting old. What do they do?
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, we're getting a bit sick of 1%. And we're looking for a bit of a backup in rates in the first quarter to about 2.25 on 10s. But we're afraid it won't go much further than that, sort of a repeat of last year, where you get the risk-on move, but then the reality of Fed QE, QE 3, 3.5, 4, and zero, well, and Evans rule and all that, you know, it's very hard to get much moving. So I think for the retiree, 2013 is the year where we expect more of the move out the risk spectrum and into equities. There's just not enough spread left even in corporate bonds to, first, cover your liabilities, and second, to protect you from an eventual backup in rates.
Let's have you follow on. Bill Gross just on, folks. Of course, he's an investor. Mr. Lanz is a strategist. Want to make that distinction. Liz McCormick, major shout out with Bloomberg News for writing up a story, into our John Tucker as well. Bill Gross may shift PIMCO to lower risk profile in 2013. Mr. Lanz, do you agree?
No, I don't. I think in 2013, you know, what we're going to see is the housing recovery continue to move along. I think there's a lot of multipliers associated with that. It's very positive for the household balance sheet, but even more importantly for the psychology of the household and of the banks that lend against
it. Yeah, but you just told me we're going into equities, right? So in the bond space after 2009, career year, 2012, not bad. Can you be in bonds in March of 2013?
Oh, well, yes, from that perspective. So I was thinking of risk in the fuller context of, say, moving from bonds to equities. Now, on bonds themselves, I think you have to reduce your duration exposure in 2013.
Interesting.
Yes, yes.
When you look at this, and to dovetail on the jobs report today, dovetail Neil Sasse's work in the economics of Credit Suisse with what you see in fixed income.
Sure. So, you know, from Neil's perspective, what we're going to see is an economy that's doing better but still not doing well. A lot of Americans, you know, still are not going to be feeling great about things, and, you know, we're seeing slow but steady gains, you know, in incomes. Payroll income was up 0.3 today. That's okay, but not great. So that's an environment that's good enough for financial assets, but I don't think it's good enough for the average American, or probably many of your listeners, to really feel like their own personal economic security is advancing in the kind of way we would have hoped by this point in the recovery.
Single best investment idea right now. I say that to equity guys, Carl, but help me out here. What's the single best Carl Lanz idea right now?
Single best Carl Lanz idea. I think it's to buy a single family home and rent it out if you can. I think, you know, when we look at, and this is something that's in our sort of 2013 outlook, which you referred to, but when you look at the range of investments on long-run trends, you know, James Sweeney and company take everything back to 1790 if they can find the data. You know, the furthest thing from long-run trend is residential housing, and price-to-income ratios have come all the way back. And it varies market by market, of course.
When you look at a 1.62% 10-year yield, do you find any value there?
Only to the extent that it continues to be probably your best asset to hedge against all the noise in the world, all the risks out of Europe and fiscal cliff, et cetera. So it does provide sort of that safe haven stability in a portfolio, and can reduce the volatility of a portfolio. So we still find room for it, you know, in sort of a barbelled approach. But on its own as your primary asset, no, not particularly.
What is the measure into this weekend of our flight to qualityness. France took a hockey stick down this weekend. I thought France was in trouble. Forget about that, folks. Let me send the chart out on Bloomberg Radio Plus. And it is a massive movement in French paper. Germany, the same thing, off their reduced expectation. Your colleague Ira Jersey talks about a 150 or even 140 on the 10-year yield. What is the measurement of flight to quality right now?
Right. So, you know, I think Germany's the cleanest read there, where you've seen a big rally in the last few days, some political issues heating up again, once again, in Italy. But even when we look at our own markets, we tend to think that if you go over the so-called fiscal cliff, you'll probably be to something like 1.25 on tens. And if we have a deal, which is what I expect, we'll be at 175. So there you're probably, you know, your price maybe 30% chance of going over the cliff, which is a bit disconcerting, but probably not entirely surprising given the theatrics we're hearing.
What do you see inflation? What do the expectations of inflation tell us about where we're going? Disinflation? I haven't heard much about deflation recently.
No, deflation is sort of out. I mean, you can even observe in the market, you know, apart from the tips break evens, which are stable, and, you know, we're talking about sort of 2 to 2.5% expected inflation. There are markets on options that pay you if you get deflation, and those have almost no value now after having quite a bit of value in say 2008. So the market has ceded to the Fed the notion that the Fed can stop deflation. What is less clear to the market is whether or not the Fed can successfully engineer inflation and the kind of growth that would, say, manifest in an equity market that traded at a higher multiple than we're getting today, especially when you compare the equity earnings yield, say, to what you get in other assets.
Well, let's do that right now. Let's compare that equity earnings yield in this time of financial repression, and I'll go to the core issue. Is a dividend equivalent to an interest coupon, a yield?
No, you can't quite go that far. But
thank
I think
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You, you know, it's. I think there's no reason to question, say, the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, and you've got a big difference even between a corporate bond and a corporate equity. There, you know, the one way to think about this is when you buy, and now this goes back to the Merton model. But when you buy a corporate bond, you're basically selling a put. You're selling the downside. You're saying, I don't know if things will be great at this company, but you know what? They're not going to go bankrupt. They're going to do okay. And for most of corporate America, we feel very good about that collectively. And so these yields are quite low. When you buy an equity, what you're saying is, well, what I want is a call option on the firm. I don't just think that they're not going to go bankrupt. I think earnings are going to grow, and they're going to grow a lot, and I want that upside. And that's where we've seen difficulty making the transition. We've seen high yield do very well. We've seen corporates do very well, and yields come into these record levels. But when you look at equity, multiples are just sort of middle of the road. And to me, I think 2013 can be the year where we make that transition. But to do that, you've got to clear up a lot of, you know, it's overused at this point, but a lot of the uncertainty, political theatrics.
Great.
But the underlying U.S. economy, I think, it's still one that's very dynamic. And the part of growth that we don't understand very well is technological progress. And, you know, the U.S. has continually been the leader there. And we can't really say what the next steam engine is going to be. But, you know, there are companies that are doing very exciting things. Well, and I'm optimistic.
Carl Lance, thank you so much with Credit Suisse. One of the themes we heard from Alan Greenspan. Hear Carl Lance, hear Alan Greenspan at Bloomberg Radio Plus.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.